Welcome back to Who Watches Us, the movie podcast where we watch the movies.
But who watches us?
Who watches us?
I am your host, Alex, joined by host, Brendan.
Hello, co-host. Yeah. I'm co-hosting.
Hello, co-host.
Because you're hosting.
Also co-host.
No, you're hosting. I'm co-hosting.
All right, I'm hosting.
Yeah.
You're co-hosting. I'm running this show, little boy. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm pretty tired.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep last night.
I heard.
But it's fine.
It's fine. We're going to smash this out because we just watched a bloody movie.
We did.
Good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
We watched Mean Girls.
Mean Girl.
We watched Mean Girls. Man, were those girls mean.
They were so mean.
They were so freaking mean. Oh, man. I forgot to say how I'm doing. I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I probably should have asked. Good.
Nah, you're good. I didn't really give you the chance to.
It's fine.
But yeah, I'm doing good. Just staying on that bloody daily stuff. The normal everyday grind. Doing stuff.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So we just watched Mean Girls and spoiler warning. I'm just going to put the spoiler warning now. We're going to go deep into spoilers, alright? So if you haven't seen this movie, go watch it. If you're like me and you don't watch movies like ever until like 20 years after they come out, then yeah.
Yeah, this movie's 20 years old. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Insane. This movie came out in 2004.
Yeah, I was 8.
I was 2. I probably wasn't even 2 yet. It's probably still 1. But yeah, this movie came out in 2004, directed by Mark Waters. Mark Waters, I don't know if you know anything about him. I don't.
I don't know anything about him.
He's done some stuff.
Tell me about him.
Look like he does a lot of
Vampire Academy.
They look like TV shows and stuff. Freaky Friday. He was the director of Freaky Friday. I'm pretty sure that was pretty big, wasn't it?
Yeah. They're making a new one.
I've never seen that. The Spiderwick Chronicles. Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Oh, no.
Yes. Mr. Popper's Penguins. Yeah, and Bad Santa 2. So those are like some pretty notable ones, I guess.
Interesting.
At least from my point of view, there's probably a bunch that maybe you would know, but I don't know, so I'm not going to bother mentioning them.
Yeah, not really. Yeah. I think he hit all the main ones.
Yeah. Yeah, so this was written by Rosalind Wiseman and Tina Fey, who also is in this movie. She plays the math teacher.
Yep.
Starring Lindsay Lohan, Jonathan Bennett, and Rachel McAdams. There's your big three.
Why would they put Rachel McAdams in third billing after Jonathan Bennett?
I have no idea.
That makes no sense.
I don't know who Jonathan Bennett is.
He was Aaron.
Yeah, but I don't know what he's been in. Let's have a look.
I feel like they do that a lot in IMDb. Like, they always put the men first, unless the main character is a woman.
Okay.
It's so weird.
That's.
I feel like Rachel McAdams had like a way bigger part than Jonathan Bennett.
Oh, for sure. Fuck about it. Rachel McAdams is a pretty popular actor too. Like, she's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some other notable people in this movie. You got Tina Fey. You got, she plays Miss Norbury. You got Tim Meadows, who's the principal, Mr. Duvall. Amy Poehler.
Poehler,
yeah. She's in stuff, you know. She plays Mrs. George, Regina George's mother, who George is Rachel McAdams, Lindsay Lohan is Katie, and Jonathan Bennett, Aaron Samuels. There's a bunch of other people in this movie, but
It's Anna Gasteyer.
I don't know.
That's cool.
I feel like I've seen Amanda Seyfried and some stuff.
She's in Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 as Mrs. Gundamut.
Oh man! Oh, you've got Neil Flynn as well as Katie's dad.
Yeah, that guy's great.
Yeah, he's great. He's in
Scrubs.
In the middle. Scrubs in the middle. The middle.
He's the bloody
not in the middle.
He's the bloody janitor in Scrubs.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of this movie?
I enjoyed this movie.
We kind of went over a little bit in the last episode, but yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think for the people who didn't see that.
Yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed the rewatch. I watched this a bunch when I was a teenager at school and all that, and I think Rachel watched it a lot as well at home.
Hmm.
So. Yeah, I'd seen it a fair amount of times, and like a lot of the scenes I kind of had like slightly memorized, just like the sort of like intonation and the tone, but maybe not so much like the actual word for word
words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got like a wave of nostalgia as well at the end with like the music, because I mean, you know,
throwback
back to teenage days.
Yeah
15 years ago.
Very nice. So you could say this movie kind of has a little bit of a special place in your heart.
Maybe it does.
Do you think that'll add to your rating, the nostalgia factor?
No, I don't think so. I think it, like, while I think this movie doesn't hold up like sort of like PC wise in you know, what is and isn't acceptable to say these days, I think a lot of the like random jokes still sort of hold up. So like,
yeah, for sure, it's pretty funny. It's a pretty funny movie.
Yeah, like I think we said this before, like movies that still manage to be funny like after a decade, like, you know, you got something a bit special there.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Good movie. I also liked this movie. I only watched this movie for the first time, like, probably last year. So, there's no, like, nostalgia factor for me or anything, but it is really good. It's a funny movie. What you said, like, it doesn't really hold up PC-wise. They just drop a bunch of R-bombs, R-slurs.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
Yeah. R-words, N-words, slut-shaming, fat-shaming. Like, it's got it all. And it, like,
it's very 2000s.
Yeah.
2000s.
It's very, like, product of its time. But also, you know, it's a movie about mean girls. They're saying mean things.
Yeah.
So... yeah, it's a bit of a weird one, but yeah. I don't think it detracts from the movie. No, I don't think it should. Nah, I don't think it really gets in the way of the movie. It's not something that
I'm not could mad
get,
at it.
Yeah, it's not something that could get released now.
No,
but yeah,
it's kind of funny. It's just such a throwback to hear like the R bomb just sprinkled into a sentence.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's funny how shocking it is when it comes up. Mm, but back in the day, it was just like
so nonchalant,
it was so casual.
Yeah. All right. Well, without further ado, let's tuck in, shall we? Get into the bloody meat and the bloody potatoes.
Yeah, let's get in. Let's tuck in.
So we start off. We got these. These parents, they're narrating, they're like, they're looking down So you get the impression that this is like a little kid or something. And they're like, oh, do you remember your phone number? I put it in there just in case. And like, are you ready for your first day? And, you know, you kind of get the main character, Katie. She narrates throughout the entirety of the movie. She's like, she kind of introduces herself and her background. Her name is Katie. She's 16. And her entire life, she's been homeschooled. And today is her first day of high school.
Yeah, she lived in Africa.
Yeah, for the last 12 years. Because her parents are research zoologists. And they're good parents. Maybe a little overbearing, but they're good parents.
Yeah. One of my first notes I've got here is, I don't know if you have this with movies that you haven't seen since you were a kid, but I always sort of think to myself, I wonder if there's going to be like a few jokes that just went completely over my head when I was younger because I didn't understand them that I'm going to get now and think is funny.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, I hadn't seen this movie before I was like older, so I didn't really get that. But yeah, I can totally see how that would be in there.
Yeah.
Say anything specifically?
I don't think so. Not something I could really point to specifically, but I do think I think the Coach Carr stuff went over my head when I was a kid. Yeah.
That's so funny. I like how they just had like this pedophilia B plot that they just barely mentioned.
Yeah.
It doesn't play an integral role. It was just like funny. It was pretty funny.
Well, it sort of does, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I guess it is. But yeah, so they're like, have a good day, your first day. And she's like, yeah. Most parents are pretty excited for their kid's first day, but that's when they're like 5, I'm 16. And then she goes to step off the curb and go walk towards the school for her first day, and she almost gets hit by a bus. So off to a great start.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets to school and she's walking through the halls and she just feels so freaking like out of her comfort zone. These fucking teenagers are animals. They're just, there's people making out and people being grotesque and vulgar, and she's just not used to it. She's out of her depth.
Yeah, just huge culture shock.
Yeah, so she walks into her classroom and she's like, freaking walks up to the wrong person thinking it's the teacher, and she introduces herself. And then the person is just like, talk to me again, I'll fucking beat you up.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Lots of the kids are not very nice.
Yeah. They're total mean girls. And yeah.
She's trying to find somewhere to sit.
She's trying to find somewhere to sit, and these two little things are cackling at her, these two little students. They got Janice and Damien. Janice is kind of like, she's like, don't sit there. That guy farts a lot, or don't sit there. That's that lady who said she'd beat you up's boyfriend's seat. And then she ends up bumping into the teacher and spilling her coffee all over her. So just everything's going wrong.
Yep. And then the teacher proceeds to like try and take her like jumper off in the middle of the classroom.
Yeah.
And her jumper gets stuck to her shirt. And so like her bra is just out, like she's basically topless in the classroom. Which I thought was a little bit weird. Like maybe you'd go somewhere.
Surely you realize.
Yeah. Or yeah, you just, you know, you go into the bathroom to change, right?
Yeah. Well, so she turned around. I guess she just thought she was taking off her jumper, but a little more came off than she bargained for.
Yeah, and this principal is when principal walks in and he likes.
He likes. Oh, baby. He's just like, maybe we can do something, like go somewhere. Like a date, kind of. And she's like, let's talk about it when my shirt isn't see-through. And then, you know, he kind of I think you kind of get a bit of a montage of Katie's day in her classes. She's having a lot of trouble adjusting. She's just getting in trouble for the stupidest stuff, like trying to go to the bathroom, or like not sitting in the right seat, or just eating in the classroom, you know. And it's like she's never had this level of distrust between her and like an adult figure. She's feels like a total outcast, and she decides to eat lunch in the toilet. She's just eating in there.
Yeah.
And that's the end of her day. She gets home and her parents ask about her day, and she just scoffs and she looks like she's about to burst into tears.
Yeah. Yeah, but we bloody, it's the next day. You know, new day, new me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to find a seat in class again, and the people, Janice and Damien from yesterday, are there, and they start, you know, they bond a little bit. Like, they sort of get to talking, and then I think they, like, skip class or something. I don't remember why.
Yeah, so she has to get to a building for one of her classes, and they're like, oh yeah, we'll show you where it is, but they're not really going to show her where it is. I think they just want to go kind of ditch and hang out with her and get to know this new girl.
Yeah, okay.
So she's like, where's the building? And they're like, there's no building. It burned down like 30 years ago. And Katie's like, aren't we going to get in trouble? And like, nah, we wouldn't let you get in trouble. We're friends. So they skip class together. And she's like, oh, I wonder what I missed. I wonder what the first health class was going to be like. And then you just get a cut to Coach Kai's like, don't have sex. You'll get pregnant and die.
Yeah.
And then you cut back to Katie and the gang. And so then they're questioning her. So like, why aren't you in homeschool anymore?
They wanted to socialize.
Yeah, parents wanted to get used to getting socialized, and Damien makes a comment. Damien's too gay to function, by the way. We forgot to mention this.
Mm-hmm.
He's super gay. According to Janice. And he's like, oh, don't worry, you'll get socialized all right. And she's like, why is that? And they're like, both of them are like, because you're a class A freaking hottie. And then you kind of get introduced to our mean girls.
Yeah.
The ensemble. You got Gretchen. You got Karen. You've got, what's the other one's name?
Regina.
Is there only, there's only three of them. Why do I feel like, I thought there was three
Katie's
to
the
start
fourth.
With. Yeah. Yeah. So you got Karen, Gretchen, Wiener. And
yeah.
Regina George, and Janice fucking hates Regina. She just hates her.
Yeah, she's the worst.
She's the worst.
She's just the meanest girl. And I think I don't know when this montage comes in, but like
it's right after. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like they talk about how like it's like a. You cut to like different students at the school, and they're all talking about like their experiences with Regina and how like they idolize her, or like you know, she's mean or whatever, and everyone wants to be like a blah blah blah.
Yeah, she's the it girl. She's freaking everyone's blowing smoke up her ass, and she.
Yeah.
You cut to Damien and Janice and Katie walking down the hallway, and even Damien's kind of blowing smoke up her ass. Like, he doesn't like her either, but he's like, she's so fierce, and she's so glam, and she always gets her way. She freaking always wins Spring Fling. And that's not good, because I'm on the committee and Spring Fling leader gets to make the activities and shit. So that's why he doesn't like her. And then Dennis is like, you've outgayed yourself. And then they,
you have so much of this movie written down.
Yeah, I think this is like, I was like taking so long to write notes because I was just writing heaps down.
Yeah, mine are very short form because the movie, the pacing is really fast.
It's super quick, absolutely rapid fire.
Yeah, and I was already like really tired, so like a lot of this is just like leaving my brain as soon as I see it, and I've got a lot of short form notes. So yeah, I just like just missed all of that. Like after don't have sex, and. I've got moved because parents wanted to socialize, being given a crash course and all the clicks.
Yeah,
and
she,
the plastics.
Yeah. She, the, yeah.
Yeah.
They give her like a cafeteria table guide and like get her over all the clicks and the tables and where you can sit.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And then we're in like a new scene where it's at the cafeteria and Katie's walking through and she gets interrupted by this guy.
Jason. And he should,
yeah, sure. and he's just like asking her like inappropriate, questions and the mean girls, they like overhear this and they're like, fuck off. Get out of here.
Yeah, go away, you little bastard. She doesn't, ass.
Yeah, she doesn't want to have sex with you. Like, just go away. And then they invite her to the table to just, like, talk or whatever. And Regina is sort of fascinated by someone that's, like, never been to school before. And, you know, she's a pretty girl. She's a new girl. And they're like, you know, we don't usually do this, but we're going to invite you to come to lunch like every day.
Yeah, this is a big deal. We wear pink on Wednesdays.
Yeah. They got a lot of rules that you have to follow if you want to be, you know, if you want to sit at the table. And
otherwise, you can't sit with us.
Yeah. And like Janice, they keep like sort of cutting to Janice in the background. Like, bro, what's happening? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, and Katie's just like, oh, just like shrugs her shoulders back at her. And then after lunch, they meet up and they start cooking up little bits of a little scheme. Janice is like, oh, yeah, you should totally like get in with the group and get to know them and then like spill the secrets and, you know, all the things that the mean things that, like Regina says, all the things that the girls say.
Yeah. Katie kind of questioned this. She's like, why do you hate Regina so much? She's like, I just do. She's like, why? She's like, yeah. She kind of just blows it off. She doesn't really want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Obviously a bit of a sore spot for Janice. And then Katie's like, what do we even talk about? She's like, I don't know, just get the book, dude. It's just, yeah. So, yeah, that's that. And they make it to math. She makes it to math class, sorry. And she's like, yeah, math class. She's real smarty. She's real smarty pants. She loves math. She's like, all right, cool. I don't understand high school, but I understand math. This is going to be, it's like the one I can breathe, you know? And then
She says it's the same in every language and culture, right? That's why it's easy for her to get a grasp on, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. But hot guy comes out of nowhere. She is flabbergasted.
Not Aaron.
Aaron.
Man, I didn't take any notes.
That's fine, because I don't feel like if you've seen the movie as much as you had, you probably don't need as many notes.
Yeah, I guess so. So I think it's like after that, it's like the next day and the girls are explaining more of the rules about they wear pink on certain days and you can't wear tank tops like 2 days in a row. And I think Katie fleetingly mentions Aaron, and they're like, no ex-boyfriends, not allowed.
Yeah,
you can't do that. That's Regina's ex. You're not allowed to like him.
Yeah, that's the rules, and if you break the rules, you can't sit with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, don't worry, I won't tell Regina, don't stress. It'll be our little secret. Yeah, but she kind of ignores this a little bit, and she goes to talk to Aaron anyway after math class that day. She gets interrupted by a random dude. He's like, hey, join the Mathletes because we need a girl for more funding.
Kevin G.
And she's like, ah, okay. And then, you know, she's walking out of class, and who's this? Aaron, he's looking at her. And
yeah, he's doing sport on the field or whatever.
He's doing sport. He's a sport guy. He's a real jock.
They wave at each other. They wave at each other. They have a cute little moment.
Iconic scene. Get in, loser. We're going shopping. Regina and the gang pulls up. And they go shopping.
Yeah, and they're like, they're walking through the mall, and Katie's like, they're just chatting fucking bullshit. I don't remember what they were saying. And Katie's like, oh, I'm considering joining the Mathletes. And they're like, no, dude, you can't do that. That's social suicide. Like,
yeah,
don't do that. And then I think they're like, you're so lucky you have us to, like, help you or whatever. And then I think someone says, so fetch here.
Gretchen. The whole movie, Gretchen's trying to get So Fetch to catch on.
Yeah.
Just some stupid saying.
Yeah, and then they see Jason sitting at, like, the fountain with a girl. Like, you know, just having, like, a little bit of a date or whatever. And this is, like, this is upsetting for Gretchen. And Regina's like, I got this. And she, like, sabos the date by, like, she calls the girl's house and pretends to be, like, a Planned Parenthood person, like, calling about, like, an inquiry from, like, that girl.
Mm.
And she's like, there we go, that's all sorted. Like, you know, she's not allowed to date anymore. Like, her mom's going to get on her case about this Planned Parenthood bullshit.
Yeah. Uh-oh. So, yeah, Katie just kind of starts to realize that Regina's not as sweet as she thought she was. She didn't understand why Janice didn't like her, but I think she's starting to kind of get it now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, after that, they pull up to Regina's crib, and they hop out the whip, and they, I think as Karen goes, check out Regina's mum's boobs. They're hard as rocks. And then they get introduced, and they're like, hey, Mrs. George. And she's like, I'm a cool mum. There's no rules here. I'm a cool mum. She's very desperately clinging on to maybe she was a mean girl in the past. But yeah. Little sister's doing like a crazy dance. Kind of inappropriate for like however old she is. Very inappropriate for how old she is, actually. And then, yeah.
It's like she's dancing to milkshakes.
Yeah. And, the girls go up to Regina's room and just freaking hate on themselves. They're like, oh, my God, I'm so fat. My hips are way too big. My butt's too big. You know, just casual self-deprecation. You know, you got to get it in somehow.
Yeah, it seems like it's sort of like a
like a humiliation ritual.
Or like a bonding exercise, like, you know, yeah. Pointing out some of your own insecurities to someone, so like, you know, they'll do the same, and you can, I guess, feel like comfortable around each other.
Yeah, and they're like, "Come on, Katie, join in." She's like, "I have bad breath in the morning."
Yeah,
and then the mum pulls up with a bunch of drinks, and she's like, "Here you go, it's happy hour." But she's like, "Is there alcohol in this?" And she's like, "Nah."
But do you want some?
She's like, oh, no, that's okay. And then
she wants to hear the hot gossip.
She wants to hear the hot goss. And then the little dog starts. She's got like a little chihuahua. It just starts chewing on her tit. But she can't feel it because of her implants, I guess. Hard as rocks.
Yeah.
That was a pretty funny little scene. And then they show Katie the burn book, and it's like full of all these like cutouts of people's faces and just like crazy nasty comments. And you get a little bit of Janice lore on maybe why Janice doesn't like her so much. It says in the book that she is a dyke, which is, you know, not very nice.
No.
Not nice at all. And then they're talking about Janice, and Katie accidentally drops a diss on Damien, saying he's too gay to function. Not meant as a diss, like just as a joke. But yeah. It's only okay when Janice says it, because they're so tight. Yeah, they're like, that's good. Write that down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's and like, then, whoopsie.
Whoops. Bro, maybe whoopsie, I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Oopsie. And then she's with Janice and Damien again, Katie. And she's like, and Janice is like, oh my God, you have to get that book. We can ruin Regina George. They're at Janice's work, and the teacher's there. She was shopping, and then she mentions mathletes again.
Did I just not write any notes for this scene?
Yeah.
Right, I'm so tired, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just not switched on.
That's okay, because we're breezing through this. You know, this is not like a crazy deep movie. It's just a lot of stuff happens, and it happens really fast.
Yeah.
Rapid fire, you know? I'm trying to keep it short and sweet and not bore you with, like, too much detail. But, yeah.
It's kind of hard with these movies, like, with comedies, because, like...
Yeah.
You don't want to be repeating the jokes, because it just doesn't land the same, like...
It really doesn't.
Like, comedies... So much about comedy is, like, timing and, yeah. If you don't have timing, the intended timing,
cadence and, yeah, everything. The whole thing makes the joke. You can't just repeat one part of it and expect it to land. But yeah, basically Janice is like, get that book and it'll be our little secret. And then you get a cut, and it's Katie, and she's getting a call from Regina, and Regina goes, I know your little secret. She's like, Gretchen told me that you like Aaron. She's like, it's okay. I'm not mad at you. I don't care. I'll talk to him for you. And then she's like, aren't you mad at Gretchen? And Katie's like, nah. But Regina's like, she's a bitch there. Katie agrees that, yeah, it was a bitchy thing to do, but maybe she just likes the attention. But Gretchen, you don't know this, but Gretchen was on the phone too. She's like, oh, so no way. I can't believe you said that. And then they all hang up. She just got attacked on the phone. Three-way phone attack, she says. She survived.
She survived.
Now that she's got Regina's blessing, she feels comfortable talking to Aaron more. You kind of get like this... All these scenes, kind of like a little montage. These are funny. It's just like, it was October 3rd. I remember when he asked me what the date was. And she goes, it's October 3rd. Yeah. No, cut that. It doesn't land. See? No, don't cut that and leave that in, because you see that it just doesn't work. And it's just like really, really silly stuff. Like they just go, it's raining. She's like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And then she pretends to...
Her in is to pretend to not know math.
Yeah.
To chat to Aaron. And he like sort of helps her out and gets everything wrong. And she's like, in her head, she's like, yeah, that's wrong. Blah, blah, blah. But then he's like, oh, there's like a Halloween thing.
Halloween party. You should come.
Yeah.
Don't bring any dudes.
Yeah. And she's like, okay.
Cool.
And, you know, class finishes and she's walking out of the class, and then our guy, Kevin G, he comes up and he's like, yo, are you fucking coming to this mathlete meeting? And she's like, yeah, I'll be back in a second. And then she just fucking hoofs
it.
She
just dips. She doesn't
come. Yeah. Yeah, she just goes home because she wants to get ready for Halloween. And, like, you know, she's narrating, like, yeah, you know, it was the wrong thing to do, but I need to get ready for Halloween. Like,
yeah. What are you going to do?
And she gives a bit of commentary on, like, you know, there's for Halloween, you can dress up like scary or whatever, but like there's a thing with like the girlies where like you're supposed to dress slutty or whatever.
Yeah, it's the one time of the year that you can dress slutty and no one can say shit about it.
Yeah, and then we cut to Regina is at home and she's like in a bunny outfit and she's shaking her ass and it cuts to the mum and she's got her camera out. She's absolutely loving it. And then who's this guy next to her? So you can only assume is dad. And he just looks so sad.
So sad.
He has so much pain grief. In his eyes. Just yeah.
Pain and grief.
Yeah. And I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. It was pretty damn funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're at the party and Katie showed up as like a zombie bride or ex-wife or whatever. And she's actually dressed scary and everyone else is sort of dressed a little bit more on the promiscuous side. And she's sort of getting some
she
looks.
Didn't get the memo.
Yeah. And then Karen and Gretchen, they're talking about how Karen likes to kiss her cousin. And she's like, Gretchen's like, oh, you can't do that. And she's like, oh, but, you know, it's only like second cousin, your third cousin or whatever. And it's like, no, that's not how that works. But Karen, she doesn't listen. She's just into her cousin, I guess.
Yeah, she's way too into it, which is weird. Just weird. I know Karen's dumb, but that's just, nah.
Yeah. Then our guy Aaron, he's at the party. He's I think he has like a quick little like brief chat with Katie, and then he walks away to go do something or whatever. And then he
get a drink, I think.
Yeah, and then he bumps into Regina, and Regina had previously told Katie like, "Oh, you know, I'll talk to him, like, and I'll talk you up to him or whatever." And they're talking and they get onto the topic of Katie, and you sort of get the feeling that maybe Aaron's a little bit smitten for Katie, and Regina doesn't like this and she just goes full nasty and starts spreading a bunch of like rumors and just
lies, yeah.
Just makes shit up. And exaggerates it. And it's like, you know, she's fucking crazy. She's been, like, stalking you, whatever. So just watch out. She's a bit of, she's, like, just socially not there. Like, you know, I still love her or whatever. But, you know, just watch out.
Yeah, she's low-key a stalker.
Yeah. And Katie's, like, watching them have a conversation. She's like, bro, Regina's the best. Like, I don't know why, you know, Janice is so harsh on her. And then she sees Regina kiss Aaron and she's like, whoa.
yeah she doesn't even get to finish her thought and she's like, this slut.
Yeah. And she just storms out,
yeah, scaring all the party goers on the way out. She fucking
yeah,
she fucking hates Regina just as much as Janice now.
Yeah. Well,
maybe not as much, but almost.
Yeah, like she leaves the party, opens the door, scares a dude that's like sitting on a railing and he like falls backwards, which I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Katie goes to see Janice and Damien and she like they're watching a scary movie and she opens the door and she scares the fuck out of them. And they rant about Regina for a little while. This is when I learned their names are Janice and Damien. I've been calling them art freaks or like the other ones because that's just how they were referred to by the Mean Girls.
Okay.
And yeah, they're all like scheming on how they're going to take down Regina. And, you know, the plan is to like ruin her figure, her relationship with Aaron and her relationship with the little minions.
They're little creatures that follow her around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's just like, all you got to do is just hang out with them. Like, nothing's wrong. And Katie is, like, surprisingly takes to this very well. She's like, you know, actually it wasn't too hard, but Regina didn't really make it easy because she's dangling Aaron in front of her. Like, you want this, but you can't have it. And she's just, you know.
Yeah, just rubbing it in her face.
Just rubbing it in, being a real mean girl.
And she really, like, switches it on as soon as Katie shows up as well.
Yeah. And, but Katie, she's about Katie stands on business, okay? And she looks for any fucking opportunity to slide on Regina and fucking sabotage her. She's like giving her foot cream for fucking face wash and like cut holes in her shirt, but nothing's really working. And the whole thing like just caught on and became a new trend. And
yeah, she goes viral.
Yeah. And yeah. She's talking to Janice, just like, we got to switch up the flow because this ain't working. And yeah, she's like, we got to go do this, Janice says. And she's like, oh, I can't. I got to learn this thing for the talent show. You know, got to learn Jingle Bell Rock. She's like, have you heard of it? And they're like, yeah, they freaking do it every year. And then Regina walks up and fucking Janice dips because she doesn't want to be there. Don't want to blow her cover. She's like, why were you talking to Janice? She's like, I don't know. She just came up to me and started talking about crack. You know, there's a joke there, but, you know, can't. Anyways, Regina just spills the beans and gives all the Janice lore on why Janice would hate Regina. Like, they used to be friends, but, you know, Regina totally switched up and it's like, you can't come to this pool party because you're a lesbian and we're all going to be in bathing suits and stuff. And made it out like Janice is totally obsessed with her and, you know, yeah. And yeah. Then, but it's also like Christmas kind of thing. Like they give out candy canes to each other. You send candy canes to people in class.
And I think, they were talking about how Regina always gets a bunch of these candy canes, but she never sends any out.
Yeah.
And They like use this as an opportunity to give out candy canes to, I think, everyone but Gretchen to make it think that Gretchen is like mad at her. So she'll be more likely to like spill some secrets.
Yeah, they're trying to crack Gretchen and get the sauce. Get the sauce.
Glen Coco, you go, Glen Coco.
You go, Glen Coco. And then it's the winter talent show. Oh, wait, no. Wait, yeah, well, Gretchen gets the candy cane. Obviously, she's upset. And then it's the winter talent show.
What the fuck is going on with my notes? I've got, all right, settle down.
Yeah, because the
don't look at me.
Make some noise. That's exactly my notes. And then everyone's like, woohoo. And he's like, okay, settle down. And then Damien was up first to do an act and he's about to start singing and the girl on the piano is looking at him. And he's like, don't look at me.
Yeah, it's Miss Norbury.
And then, Gretchen accidentally gives a little bit of Regina lore now. It's just like
her
parents don't even sleep in the same bed anymore. And she got a nose job.
Yeah.
And then Kevin G comes out and he freaking does the best rap ever. And then after Kevin finishes his rap, he walks by Janice and Katie's like, Janice, I'd rather see you shaking that thing. Wow. Gina snaps at Gretchen. She's just like, you need to move into this spot. And Gretchen's like, but that's going to mess everything up. And she's like, well, you're getting on my last nerve, bitch. And so it's really solidifying the fact that Gretchen thinks that Regina is real mad at her.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's Jingle Bell Rock time. But because they swapped places, everything's going bad. Fucking Gretchen They're bumping into each other. Gretchen kicks the radio and there's no music. That's a bit of an awkward silence. Everything's dead. And then
they're also like dressed so inappropriately for 16-year-old girls as well.
Yeah, they're doing a very inappropriate dance. They're 16. Yeah.
The fucking Regina's mum is loving it in the crowd. Like, she's doing the whole routine herself, and she's, like, holding the camera.
Yeah.
Katie's parents, they do, like, a thing where, like, all the girls, they, like, slap their thighs at the same time. And the parents are like, whoa, whoa, oh my word.
Oh goodness.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, and then, but yeah, Katie saves the day with her beautiful singing. And the talent show is a success. And everyone hates Gretchen, and everybody loves Katie.
Yeah, because Gretchen, at the end of the show, she's like, bro, that was so fucking fetch. You saved the day.
Yeah.
And this Regina just snaps.
Yes. Yeah, stop like, trying to make fetch catch on. It's not going to.
And then I think it's like it's the next day at school, and Gretchen's like giving like a fucking, what do you call it? She's got a piece of paper.
Like an essay?
Yeah, like a presentation or whatever. She's talking about Julius Caesar. And she's sort of putting like Regina in place of like Caesar. It's like, you know, why does Caesar get to call the shots and all that? Like, Brutus is pretty cool as well. Brutus has got some good ideas or whatever. He's really pretty or some shit.
Yeah, he's just as cute.
Yeah. It's like, maybe we should all just stab Caesar.
Yeah. And yeah, with that, Gretchen is officially cracked.
Yeah.
And yeah, she reveals to Katie that Regina is cheating on Aaron, and they do it every like Thursday or something in the auditorium projector room, and they're going to try and use this to their advantage. And they try and foil her, but their attempts, they don't really work. They get Aaron to go up there, but he doesn't see them. He just sees the guy that she's cheating on her with. And then Damien steals Katie's purse, and they go up to the auditorium, and Coach Carr is making out with the student.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so they try to foil, but become foiled themselves and foil Coach Carr.
Yeah, but I think that gets added to the burn book, that information about Coach Carr.
Yeah. And, I don't remember how it
Keltine bars.
Keltine bars. I don't remember how it came up, but they're like, oh, yeah, those are the bars that my mum would give to kids in Africa to make them gain weight. And then she's like, ding, 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 light bulb moment. Let's give this to Regina and say they make you lose weight and make her all fat and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she lies to her and be like, yeah, they make you lose weight. It's all in Swedish, so Regina obviously can't read it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then fucking Katie gets her final, like, mean girl makeover as well.
Yeah. Just like the weird thing about hanging out with Regina is, even though I hate her so much, I really want her to like me. It's just like being with the plastics is like being famous. People just know you. And then you get like a montage of students talking about Katie and being like, I saw Katie do this. I heard she's from Africa. And the principal was like, I heard Aaron and Regina were seen canoodling at a party.
Yeah. That explains my my note that says principal is well informed on the goss.
Yeah.
And then I said mean girlness is becoming Katie. Like,
yeah, Katie's really losing herself.
Yeah. And she starts like just bombing her grades as well to trick Aaron into becoming a tutor.
She's like at his house, and they're like, he's like, they're doing it in secret. They're not telling Regina about this. He's supposed to be tutoring her, but you know, you get a little thing, but they're like, oh, I got that too, you know? And then she's kind of like seducing him and they kiss and Aaron's like, I can't do this to Regina. And she's like, Katie's like, why do you even like him? I mean, her. And he's like, why do you? Why do you hang out with her? And she's like, no, but why do you like her? And he's like, I don't know, fucking beneath all the bitchiness, you know? And she's like, but she's cheating on you! And he's like, ugh. And then he breaks up with her, and Regina, we get a cut to the gals in Regina's room. And Regina's breaking down. And she calls Karen stupid. Because Karen's like, let's go get some Taco Bell. She's like, I can't eat Taco Bell! And she calls her stupid. And then, you know, Katie tries to comfort Karen. You know, try and get Karen on her side. You know, make her lose all her friends again. Still up to her old tricks, eh? Yeah.
But, yes.
But yeah, but Aaron, even though he's done with Regina, he hasn't hit up Katie at all. And Regina's already moved on. But why can't he? I wonder. I don't remember what. I think the spring fling comes up, and like spring fling queen nominees are being read out.
And yeah, then,
you
know,
you get all the usual suspects, plus Janice and who? Katie got nominated.
Yeah, because it's time to sabotage the minions now. Like they're the last one in the list.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think Gretchen and Karen, those ones were like falsified, but Katie and Regina, like they actually got like legit votes for the spring fling thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Damien just put in Janice as a meme.
Yeah. And then we're in a store and where Regina's putting on like some dresses for the fling just to try them on, and they're not fitting.
No, she reserved a dress. She had this one picked out, pretty sure. She can't fit into it because she's too fat from all the bars that Katie's been feeding her. And Katie, she's like, these bars are total shit, man. And Katie's like, no, that's just how they work. You know, you bloat and then, you know, you drop 10 pounds. She's just lying to her to make her keep getting fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Devastating for Regina. She only cares about her figure and how good she looks.
Yeah, and there's no more in that store, right? Like, they have to go to a different store if they want to get something in her new size.
Yeah, they have to go to freaking Sears as if. I'd be caught dead in fucking Sears. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You're so tired.
My next note is Katie feeds into negativity and speculation and adds to the book. And I'm assuming this is after the conversation with the teacher.
The teacher kind of busts Katie's balls because she's failing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she says she's acting, but it kind of seems like she's venting and she's like bitching about the teacher.
Yeah. And she speculates that, you know, because she's like doing like three jobs or whatever, because she just recently went through a divorce, like she's having to do the three jobs. Like maybe she's like a drug dealer or something like that. They just added into the book. Like, they don't vet any of the information. They're like, yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
And then Katie holds a phone call because she's gone full Regina at this point. Like,
yeah.
I think Janice and Damien, they wanted to hang out. And Katie's like, oh, no, sorry, I'm busy.
Yeah, she like, blows him off to do her own sabotage. Not even part of their plan.
Yeah, which really, you know, she's just feeding into the system. She like holds a phone call and tricks Regina into saying some mean things about the other girls while Gretchen listens. And then Regina gets off the call and they call Karen. They're chatting to Karen. And then Regina calls Karen and, like, they sort of, like, you know, swap in between the conversations. And it's like, fucking...
Yeah, they're like, you know, it goes from like a two-way call to a three-way call, and then two ways, and then three ways, and now it's four ways because they're all on it, and you know, they're all talking shit about each other.
Yeah. This episode's cursed.
And then, yeah, basically Regina was trying to get Karen to go out with her, but Karen heard the mean things that Regina was saying. She's like, I can't go out, I'm sick. Yeah, and then Gina, they're sitting at the lunch table again, and because Gina's getting so fat, she's wearing track pants on a Monday, which is absolutely a no-go. And they're like, we have to talk to you. You can't sit with us. You broke the rules. And she's like, that doesn't apply to me. She's like, yeah, dude, you can't sit with us. Gretchen loses it. And she's like, fine, whatever. And then she walks into like she walks into Gimli from Lord of the Rings, and she's like, watch it, fat ass. That's what Gimli says to Regina.
Oh my god,
she doesn't actually look like Gimli. She's just a little bit overweight and short. I'm just, you know, just giving you a mental image. But yeah. Yeah. Sabotage. Katie is the new queen bitch. She's on top. She's that bitch. And
the girls are like following her around now.
Yeah.
They're like, what are we gonna do?
Yeah.
What do we do now? What's happening?
Yeah, what's going on?
And she's like, She's like, oh, I got this fucking thing with my parents at the Madison. And they're like, what? What are you talking about? It's like, I can try and get out of it if you like. And they're like, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. She totally bails on her parents and makes up a lie about how she's going to go to Janice's art show. Mm-hmm. Which she was supposed to go. But she's just like a total bitch manipulator now. She's fully bought in. And she, like, manipulates... She's, like, trying to manipulate Aaron to, like, you know, to want her because she wants him. She wants everything to be perfect. And she's going to have, like, a little small get-together at her house, and she invites him. But, word got around. It's no longer a small get-together. It's now a big get-together. And Regina knows. She's like, this bitch. And then Aaron arrives... After things are really getting out of hand, you know, people are just being rude house guests.
Yeah.
Throwing their stuff around, touching stuff.
And Katie's trying to track down Aaron at the party because she's not even sure he's there, but they keep like narrowly missing each other. And
yeah, she's getting anxious that Aaron's like blowing her off.
Yeah, and she sinks a few drinks to like calm her nerves or whatever. And then Regina crashes the party. She's like, fuck this shit, I'm here now. I'm seeing what's going on here. Katie goes upstairs and shoos some people away that are like up in the master bedroom or whatever.
I think it's her room. It's like her bedroom.
Yeah, maybe it's her bedroom. And well, I mean, it's a big bedroom. It's a nice bedroom.
It's a big bedroom. I mean, there's little... There's pictures of her in it, so I think it's her.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I didn't really put that much thought into it. And I think she goes to, like, the bathroom. I guess she's got, like, an ensuite in her room. Or maybe it's, like, a closet or whatever. I don't know. She goes somewhere that's connected to her bedroom.
Yeah.
And Aaron's gone on walkabout.
She goes to pee. It's a bathroom.
Yeah. Aaron goes on walkabout, and he ends up in that room, and... He looks at the pictures in the room, and he sees, like, the mean girls are, like, there together. That's one of the pictures. And he's like, yeah, picks it up, moves it away. And then he sees, like, one of her is, like, a little girl in Africa, like, on a elephant, and he's like, "That's this is pretty cool." Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Like, you sort of get the feeling that, like, he's not super into the mean girl persona.
Yeah.
And they sit down because Katie comes out of the bathroom and they're talking, and she's like, "Fucking finally, let's talk, blah, blah." And she's like trying to kiss him and like confessing that, you know, she's been playing dumb. She's like, "I wouldn't lie to you. Well, I have once, but, you know, I lied about being bad at math so we could hang out. But I'm actually pretty good at math." And then she says she's been tanking her grades and stuff. And he's like, "What? Why would you do that?" And we get like a Dutch angle here. The camera angle shifts. And they usually only do this when they want you to feel like uncomfortable in a scene, which, you know, directly leads into like Regina like sort of storming into the room and catching them in the act, I think.
Kinda, yeah. I don't really think so, because Aaron gets kind of angry because he's like, "Why would you do that?" And she's kind of being like, she's being rude. He says that she's just basically like a clone of Regina.
Yeah,
and yeah. Regina sees them and she just vomits. She vomits on Aaron.
Yeah. And he storms off.
Yeah, he's she's trying to chase him down. She's trying to chase him down. She's outside now. And then Janice pulls up, Janice and Damien. And she is not happy.
Yeah. She's got the same sort of feelings as Aaron does, that, you know, she's just become Regina. And they squabble. And, you know, Katie doesn't really have anything to argue against for this, so she just throws like baseless comments and accusations that are like, "You know, maybe you're fucking in love with me or whatever."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh yeah, that's rich." And then she throws a nice picture at her and they drive away.
Yeah, it's just like, "I won an award, by the way, you fucking bitch."
Yeah.
And then you get a cut to Regina and her
Damien boyfriend. Wants his pink shirt back.
Damien, "I want my pink shirt back." Yeah. And Regina's boyfriend sees her eating the bars. He's like, "You know those, I hate those things. The coach makes us eat them if we want to go up a weight class." She's like, "What? No, these make you lose weight." He's like, "No, they don't." And then Regina just freaking loses it. And she goes,
she just squeals. She just screams. And it doesn't stop for like 30 to 40 seconds.
Yeah.
Throughout like this scene and the next scene, where she's like ripping down all the photos of her and Katie, and, you know, she's gone to the burn book and she's fucking cussing her out. She's like, "This bitch fucking sucks. She's a fugly idiot." Or whatever.
Fugly two-time and skank, you know?
Yeah. And you're like, "Oh, she's going to show her." But then Regina sticks a picture of herself in there.
Yeah.
You
see,
like, the scheme, the plot of the scheme is, a little bit thicker than you originally think. And
yeah, she's going to frame her.
Yeah, she takes the book to the principal.
Yeah, she's like, "I found this in the bathroom."
Yeah.
The principal's like, "Coach and train pack." Yeah. So, yeah, he sees this book. He's like, "Oh my, this is horrible." He calls Katie to the office because Regina's like, "There's only three girls who aren't in there." So, you know, all the other girls are in there, the three gal pals. The burn book, fucking, they're all saying it's Regina, but they're not making a lot of sense. They're like kind of not really, don't have like their story straight, and they can't really prove it was Regina. And meanwhile, while they're talking to the principal, Regina is just spreading like all these copies of all the pages around the entire school. And then when the class ends, oh boy. Oh boy, does chaos ensue because they're just like wild animals.
Yeah, they're fucking beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
And Coach Carr, he's got a couple of he's got a couple of young ladies in each of his hands. He's like, you know, I found these two squabbling and like he broke them up. And, and the principal's like, Coach Carr, step away from the underage girls. And he's like, uh-oh.
He starts running.
Yeah,
he just does like a full sprint. And then
he's like, the jig is up.
Yeah. Pardon me.
But the principal's got his baseball bat.
And he's trying to this girl is like hung from her shirt up on a door. And he's trying to help her down. And she like kicks him almost. He's like, nah, fuck this. And he hits the firearm. He's like, oh, Junior Cars, report to the gym immediately. He like drops a symbol.
Immediately.
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 Immediately. That was so funny. Immediately.
And yeah. Then, yeah. He's laying down the law.
Yeah.
He's going to have a little attitude makeover. He's like, I will keep you here all night.
Yeah.
And one of the teachers in the back's like, we can only keep them in here until 4.
It's like, I will keep you here till 4.
Yeah. And then he starts with like one girl and she just immediately goes into some fucking heavy shit about having a heavy flow and a wide set vagina.
I can't fucking do this, man. You take over, Miss Norbury, please.
Yeah. Yeah. And she handles it like a pro.
Yeah, she lays down the law for show.
She does exercises where she like gets everyone to close their eyes and then put their hands up if they've ever been a victim and then open their eyes. And, you know, the point is to look around and see that, you know, you're not the only one that has been affected by these sort of like negative comments and stuff. And then she sort of reverses the roles a little bit. She's like, close your eyes, put your hand up if you've like fucking talked shit about one of your friends before. Do the same thing, and there's a lot of hands up. And she's like, yeah, it's a lot of unlike toxic sort of like misinformation and just like gossiping going on here that, you know, we need to deal with it in a healthy way.
Yeah.
And they do that by you know, singling out some people and getting them to have like a bit of conflict resolution and talk about like how a certain thing is making them like feel and like to apologize and forgive each other or whatever. And she does this with the whole group, and then she singles out Katie to do the same thing. And Katie's like, nah, I got nothing to say, because Katie's like, well, if I own up to one thing, then everyone's going to think that the burn book is mine.
Yeah.
And the teacher's like, yeah, I'm really disappointed in you.
Yeah. That disappointment hits.
Yeah. And the next thing is that they have like a little stage and like a little crowd below this stage, and the point is to like apologize for, you know, some negative things that they've done, and then to like trust fall into the crowd and sort of let those things go and be supported by the group in what they're saying.
Yeah.
And there's a girl up there. And she's lamenting about how she wants everything to be like the good old days. And she wants to like, you know, bake shit and just have a good time. And then Damien's in the back is like, she doesn't even go here. And so they kick her the fuck out.
They're like, go home. Who are you? Get out of here. But yeah.
Some lady's like, I don't hate you because you're fat. You're fat because I hate you. It's the craziest thing to say, and then fucking do a trust fall.
Yeah, it just doesn't make no sense. Some of these apologies are like not even apologies. Especially when Janice gets up there and she just absolutely spills the beans on everything. She's like, me and Katie, and we fucking totally did you in.
We did you in, bruv. We fucking do you one.
Yeah. And she's just like,
do one.
I fucking do you one, innit?
Oh, yeah, she's like, yeah, we totally fucking turned your friends against you. We broke you up with your boyfriend. And we made you fat, basically. And then fucking, yeah. And then she's like, it's all because I got a big fat crush on you. And then she goes, whoop-ow! And then does a fucking cool celly. And basically, it's just a big fuck you to Regina. And kind of to Katie, too. Regina storms out.
Yeah.
And Katie goes after her. She's like, Regina, wait. And Katie's like trying to apologize. And Regina's just going off on her. She's like, yeah, you act like you're so innocent. Bloody this, bloody that. And then she steps a little too far off the curb and gets hit by a fucking bus. Yeah.
Very jarring. Two episodes back to back for this. It's really jarring when someone gets hit by a fucking vehicle.
Yeah, I completely forgot that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, after that, you know, things kind of die down a little bit. You know, her mum kind of goes off on her when she gets home. And she's like, what has gotten into you? Like, I don't even know who you are anymore. Like, why is my vase underneath the sink? This is the fertility vase. Do you even care? She's like, no.
Does this mean anything to you? No.
No. No. So funny.
Such a fucking Alex thing to say. No.
No. And yeah, so their mum's kind of like storms off a little bit. And she's like, great, now everyone at school hates me, and now my mum hates me too. And dad's like, she doesn't hate you, you know, she's just afraid of you. which is not any better, I don't think.
Yeah. But the dad's like, let's just, you know, it'll be fine, school will be fine, let's just focus on your studies for a little while.
Yeah.
And you're grounded. For failing maths.
Yeah, she's like, how are your studies going? She's like, I need to sign this thing. I'm failing. He's like, you're grounded.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, just trying to set the record straight.
Yeah. Nobody likes Katie anymore. Everybody hates her.
Everyone hates Katie, and she's got to sit behind Farty Guy in math and class.
They all, like, speculate that, you know, because it's high school, everyone, like, spreads rumors, right? They're all saying that, like, she pushed her, like, in front of the bus.
Yeah.
That
bus driver's a freaking demon, by the way.
Yeah, he just gives no fucks.
Yeah.
He hates children. He's in the wrong profession.
Yeah.
But,
well,
Miss Norbury is being investigated for the drug allegations in the burn book as well, because the coach car thing turned out to be
that's what I was going to say about the bus driver. Because he's like, he hates children. Well, at least he's not coach car.
And then Katie's like, well, that's not good. And she just dobs herself in.
Yeah. She's going to set the record straight.
Yeah. And then she apologizes to Miss Norbury, and Miss Norbury's given her a bit of, like, she's busted her balls a bit. She's like, oh, you sure you don't want any drugs, man?
Yeah. Sure you don't want any drugs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
she's so back. Aaron's like, you are so back.
Yeah, he's like, welcome back, nerd.
Yeah. Nerd. Yeah, she's so back. And the teacher's like, you know, I forgive you, but, you know, you have to join Mathletes. That's my own personal form of punishment.
Yeah, if she wants the extra credit.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, you get a little montage. Everyone's getting ready for Spring Fling. And Katie's getting ready for Mathletes. And then we're at Mathletes. And the teacher's kind of hyping them up. And she's like, you can do this, you know? It's going to be all right.
I'm going to get some water. Okay. I'm so thirsty.
Okay, do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, I'll just keep going. Yeah, we're at Mathletes. And she's like, you can do this. You know? She's a bit rusty. And then, yeah. I can't remember what happens. I'm going to wait for Brennan to come back.
Don't click off. come back.
I was just doing a little mic chat. Yeah, I think I have a bit of a hole here in my notes, so I didn't want to keep going. So you can... I'll wait for you.
So it's a montage, and Pink is playing. And I got a wave of nostalgia from when Pink was, like, really popular back in the day. It's like, oh, I'm fucking 12 again. And the state championship... and the fucking Spring Fling are on at the same time.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem like the smartest planning, but...
Yeah, that's crazy.
Whatever.
The nerds aren't going to Spring Fling.
Yeah. Those bloody nerds.
Those bloody nerds. All they care about is math.
But it comes down to, like, a sudden death in the state championship. And... Katie's going 1v1 against this other girl, and this other girl looks like fucking ugly or whatever. And
yeah.
Katie's like critiquing her in her head. And then she's like, I gotta stop thinking about this. I gotta fucking focus on what I'm doing. And then she like sort of thinks and learns that, you know, you can tear others down, and from your perspective, it looks like you're above them, but it doesn't
actually
elevate,
do anything to help you.
Yeah, it doesn't elevate you in any way. Like, you're not progressing as a person. You're just putting other people down.
Yeah.
And she clutches up, and she's like, the limit doesn't exist, or something like that.
Yeah.
And they win. Exist.
They win.
They win.
Woohoo! Yeah. Woo. Yeah, they're outside.
The nerds win.
They got their cool mathletics. Sorry, mathletics is like an Australian thing. I think mathletics.
Yeah, probably.
They're mathletes,
and they win, and they're celebrating. And Katie's sort of like beating herself up. Because they're like, oh, you better fucking get to the Spring Fling. And she's like, oh, nah, I'm grounded. I'm not allowed to go. And Tisha's like, bro, you're already out. Just go.
Yeah.
She's like, okay.
Okay.
Good idea.
Good idea. That didn't take much convincing at all. So Katie gets there, and she everyone's like kind of clapping for them, for the team, because they won. And then she sees her parents, and her mum's like gesturing for her to. I'm pretty sure she like mouths out the words like, get here right now. Get here right now.
Get your fucking knee. Get here right now.
And as she's walking over, the principal is reading out the nominees and stuff.
Well, the nominees are already on stage. Yeah. They're announcing the winners. So they do like the Spring Fling King.
Yeah.
And they announce Katie as the winner, as the queen, and she's like, "Oh my gosh!"
She's like, "What?" And she walks up and she gives a little speech. She goes, "Oh wow, I like."
Before this, the principal's like, "I could not be happier that this school year is ending."
Yeah. She's like, She's like, she starts giving a speech. She's like, you know, it's not required for you to give a speech, actually.
She keeps going.
Yeah.
She's speeching it up, and then she's like apologizing and she's complimenting, and you know, she's like, anyone here could have been a winner.
Yeah.
You all look great.
The principal's like, most people just take the crown and go. I'm almost done, all right? That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
And then she snaps the crown.
Yeah, the little tiara thingy.
Yeah, little tiara. She snaps it into little bits and pieces, hands it to all the nominees, and then chucks it out to all the people in the crowd. And she has so much crown to give. It's only a little tiara, and she throws out like at least 7 tiaras worth of little chunks and bits.
Yeah. That's why she's fucking up there and we're down here.
Yeah, she is the Spring Fling Queen.
Yeah.
And I'll never be her.
But she makes up with Janice and Damien. I think that's their names. I don't remember anymore. Yeah, they've got their own pieces of the crown. And they're like, cool, we're all sweet now.
Yeah.
And then Aaron shows up and they dance and they're all sweet now. Everything's fine.
Yeah. And they kiss. And he goes, gruel.
I missed that.
And then, you know, Kevin G, old mate, gets with Janice.
And then
you get like a little time skip to the next school year. And, you know, Katie narrates, she's like, yeah, the plastics split up. You know, Regina joined lacrosse to deal with her anger and just bash people on the field. Worked out good for her. Gretchen joined a different group, and Karen became the school weather woman. And everything's good and everything's great.
Balance is restored. Everyone's friends, and if any new mean girls show up, they're gonna fucking cut them down.
There's
music playing. And the music was also very nostalgic.
Finn! Yeah!
Hell yeah.
What a movie. What a good movie. Funny. Funny as fuck. A really funny movie. Would you recommend this movie?
Yeah, I'd still recommend this movie to people if they haven't watched it. And I feel like this is like a sort of like a fun movie that you could just sort of put on. Like, I feel like when the party is like winding down, you could probably put this on. Like, bro, I fucking love this movie.
Dude, this movie is fucking great.
Yeah,
not like Joe Black. You would never do that with Joe Black.
Never. You have to be a psycho to do that.
Dude, I fucking love Joe Black.
Yeah, let's get drunk and watch Meet Joe Black.
That honestly might make the movie better.
I don't think so. I think it would make it slower.
Maybe.
You'd just be like, what the fuck?
I feel like you'd be having fun for the first hour, at least.
Maybe.
Anyways, irrelevant. I would also recommend this movie.
Nice.
I think you should watch this movie with friends. Yeah. I watched this movie for the first time with my girlfriend. It was a lot of fun. That was good. Yeah. Watch it with someone you love. You can laugh at it.
Yeah.
Watch it with someone you don't know, because chances are they're going to like this movie too.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I can't see anyone like hating this movie. I'm sure there are people.
Unless they're a little bit sensitive to the PC stuff.
Nah, grow up. It's a different time.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. We recommend this movie. Let us know in the comments if you would recommend this movie. And what you thought of this movie in general. Give us your rating. But before that, Brennan, why don't you give me your rating?
Well, before that, we got to guess each other's favorite bits and least favorite bits.
But before that, I don't have anything. I just wanted to say before that again.
Okay. So I think your favorite bit was
immediately. Immediately.
Immediately.
And I think your least favorite bits is just how mean Regina is. Regina mean.
Regina is mean. Regina is mean, but that is like half right.
Okay.
Like half right.
It's very broad.
So like the immediately, I did really like that part. I thought that was super funny. But as for my least favorite part, that was my favorite part, sorry. As for my least favorite part, I think just when you like remember that these girls are supposed to be 16,
mm-hmm.
I think it just makes some of the stuff in this movie is a little uncomfortable. Especially when the little girl is like Regina's little sister is dancing kind of inappropriately.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, I mean, it's still funny. It's still funny, but it is a little bit uncomfortable when you like think too hard about it and you go, wait, yeah. But yeah, I think your favorite part was the dad seeing his daughter in the bunny outfit.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not quite my favorite.
Dang.
Do you have any runner-up guesses?
I would have to say pink shirt.
No, not pink shirt.
Not pink shirt. It's got to be something with the principal. The principal is the goat. Oh, Damien's great too there.
Coach Carr.
Coach
Carr. Step away from the underage girls.
Wow. So our favorite scenes were right next to each other.
Yeah.
Immediately. as for the least favorite, I don't know. I'm gonna. It's a bit of a cop out, but I'm gonna have to say yeah, probably the same thing as me.
It's similar. It's along the same vein. It is sort of like the no longer socially acceptable stuff. Like, I'm definitely not going to, like, flame the movie for it. And, you know, it's just, like, a least favorite bit. It's just shocking.
Yeah.
When you remember that was just how we used to talk, and it was very...
Who's we?
Very casual. Yeah, I mean, you were fucking two. You weren't saying shit.
Yeah, buddy. Exposed. You used to say bad words.
Caught. All caps caught.
Caught.
Hands up.
Caught. Red-handed. I'm just kidding. I've definitely said those words before.
Yeah. And if you say that you never did, you're fucking kidding yourself.
You're a liar.
Or you were just born after that time.
Yeah, you're a liar. How about that?
Be it, like...
You're either a liar or a fetus. How about that?
Yeah. That's about it.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it would also be, like the uncomfortableness that Regina brings when she's like, I like it when your hair's pushed back. It's sexy when it's pushed back. Like,
yeah.
That got under my skin.
Yeah, that is pretty awkward. I understand that. That was hard to watch.
Yeah. All right. It's bloody favorite character time.
Favorite character. It's kind of tough. I don't know. I'm gonna have to say it's either the principal or Damien, but I'm gonna go with principal.
It's a good choice. Good choice.
Good choice. Correct.
I went with Damien.
Dang. Yeah, mine's.
Yours is the principal.
Yeah. pretty much everything he said, I had a little chuckle at. I like. He's funny. He's a good character.
Yeah, I think Damien's a very funny character. He has a lot of great one-liners.
Yeah.
And he fucking, I feel like he's just underrated in the movie. Like, he does a lot of the behind the scenes, like, manipulating.
Yeah.
And, like, sort of sorting out the plan. Like, he does all the candy cane shit. He does all the ballot stuff.
Yeah. He's such a, like, chill dude.
He's very chill, but he, he's doing a lot of the work. Like, he absolutely puts in the work and executes on this plan in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, he's a very close second. He's resourceful. He's funny. He's useful.
Yeah.
And he's almost too gay to function. Let's go. Almost. Let's go, Damien.
Yep.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, definitely principal for me. He's the goat.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Yeah.
His character is just so dry, just does not want to be there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the man. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Give me your fucking rating. Tell me what...
7.5.
Very nice.
I think this movie still holds up. I think it's good. I think it knows exactly what it is. And I think it executes on it very well.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Brendan. 7.5 out of 10.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell freaking yeah.
Nice.
This movie is enjoyable down to the bones, baby.
You sure bloody is.
If you're just an average person, likes movies that are good, not exceptional, but just definitely good. Just good. I would even say great. It's a great movie. 7.5. Great movie. Mean Girls. Yep. Go watch it if you haven't.
It's fine. Mingo.
Can't sit with us. Can't sit with us if you haven't seen Mean Girls.
You can't sit with us. You can't sit with us. All right. Bloody ask me what you're going to ask me, mate.
What the fuck are we watching next week? The fuck is our guest next week?
Well, let's not say the guest just in case we can't nail it down. But yes, next week is a guest episode.
Yes.
And we will be watching the movie Fargo.
Fargo.
Yeah. Mm. I've always wanted to watch this movie.
Okay.
For a very long time, but it's never been on any streaming services. And recently, I think it's on fucking Stan or whatever.
Nice.
I watched the show like a couple years ago.
I want to look it up now. Good show?
The first season was really good. Hell yeah. We're going to watch Fargo.
Hell yeah. All right. Fuck yeah. Let's fucking watch Fargo.
We're
gonna watch Fargo next week, so tune in for that if you like Fargo. Or maybe you should fuck off. leave us a rating. Let us know what you thought of the episode. Tell us what you thought of the movie. Like and sub if you wanna listen to more freaking more of this. You wanna hear us talk about movies and stuff. Cool.
Yeah, and watch movie to movie.
Yeah, I was about to say watch movie to movie. We've got some different stuff, bring a little bit of diversity to the channel. Playing some games, so tune in for that too.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry I was so tired and monotone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You don't even go here. Thank you.
get it, loser, we're going shopping.
You've outgayed yourself.